I think guys have handled it well. Everybody's still been extremely positive. When we got back into the locker room after the game, Jink called everybody up, and, you know, he kind of told us that, you know, guys, we know who we are. And that's a powerful statement. You know, when you don't got to do a whole bunch of rah-rah and a whole bunch of just talking, when you can just go out there and say, hey, we know who we are. Let's just get back to work. We know the mission, and let's continue to, you know, try and get to where we're trying to go. I think that's an extremely powerful statement. And then to see how the guys have come out and responded in practice, I think everybody's, you know, been positive. There's no lack of morale. And I think we've had two really good practices actually going to this game.
In the first 2 weeks, a lot was made about Josh Norman playing open on the left side. Has he been moving around, or has that been
I know he moved around a little bit in the Giants game. They said that he was going to move around, and he actually did. And then whenever they do a little bit of corners over stuff, if teams are in sets where they have a tight end to one side and all receivers to the to one side too, if there's a receiver that he wants to get matched up on, he'll just switch over, and then he'll get a guy whether he's at the number two or the number three spot. So he'll move around a little bit. For the most part, he does play that left corner. But, you know, anything can happen. He's good from both sides, and he actually has a pretty good game inside too, so you just got to be ready for him.
So is he someone you expect to see?
It depends on how the game plan goes. You know, usually when I am in there and I'm on the outside, I play the X. So, you know, there's a lot of times where I could be backside as far as the left. But if I do get matched up with him, I wouldn't be surprised. If he comes inside, that would be a changeup. We don't see him go inside that much. But like I said, you got to be ready for whatever.
Is it harder to bounce back from a game? I mean, that was a game that everybody kind of in that stadium thought was over, you know, with a couple of minutes left. Is it tougher to bounce back when you kind of feel like you have it in a grasp and then it's kind of taken away?
Well, I think it's harder to bounce back when somebody just comes out and just completely dominates you. When you just get beat and you just take a hard loss, it's kind of like, all right, we just got our butts kicked. And then you really got to start trying to get guys, you know, feeling good about themselves and get confidence back up. I don't think anybody lost confidence after that game, so that's one good thing. And then, you know, like I said, if I can use another example, you know, we came out and we played the Steelers, and we played a really good game against them, got a win. Well, the Steelers came back the next week, played lights out versus Chiefs, and now our game against them was kind of put in perspective. Now it just looks like, okay, that was just a bad game. This is who the Steelers are. This is who Big Ben is. This is their team. And so our biggest thing is coming out here, getting a win Sunday, so now that game can be put in perspective. Okay, that was a game that they let slip away. But it all happens if you come out and you get the job done, you know, the next game. So that's what we're focusing on. Like I said, I haven't seen a lack of confidence from anybody. Nobody has their heads down. Guys are smiling. Guys are feeling good. So that's a good thing to see.
Is there a different mentality to all that you have to have when you're playing against a guy who has a reputation for talking a lot?
No, not if you don't talk. To be honest, a lot of that stuff is like television. I'll be really honest with you. I played Richard Sherman, and I don't think he said one word to me until after the game. I played Josh Norman 2 years, and he said hi and bye, and I think that's the extent of it. So, you know, a lot of that stuff, like, gets kind of boosted up, especially when you have a guy that they do talk to or get into it with. And so that ends up being like, okay, this is the guy's attitude. Or, you know, I watched the whole game with him playing Antonio Brown, and Antonio Brown's one of the best in the game, if not considered the best in the game. And I don't think I saw them talk to each other once, you know. So I think a lot of that stuff is really just television. Josh Norman's a competitor. That's one thing you got to know about him. So he is going to go out there and compete. He's going to be physical. But, you know, if he even says anything, I'm just going to be like, okay. Like, I'm not, yeah.
Noticeable last year when you played against him?
Dude, when I say he said nothing to me. Like, I went out there and lined up to him. He did, like, two claps. I guess that means hi in some language, and that was it. And then we didn't say anything else the rest of the game. So
he did say during the summer that he was excited to see Bradford twice. And Bradford was the quarterback here.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
But even though Bradford's not the quarterback here, it's the same receiver, it's the same tight end, same running back. Is that reflective of the offensive role?
Not at all. No. I think maybe he was upset. I think a lot of people were upset with the whole Sam thing a long time ago, but I think that's where that kind of came from. I don't think it had anything to do with our offense as a whole. So I kind of was like, okay, whatever.
Are you seeing signs that, like, you know, the big plays are going to happen more often, I guess, with the wide receivers, like, deep down the field? I mean, just from, like, last week's game, are you seeing more of that? And do you think
Yeah, I think the only time you got to worry about big plays, you know, really not having the potential to happen is when the quarterback gets gun-shy. And I don't think that's ever going to happen with 11 back there. So we're not going to get in a situation where, you know, he's afraid to give us opportunities to throw it up. Now it's just on us to go out there and go do it. So, you know, I tell the receivers all the time, you know, this is a results league and it's cut and dry. So, you know, we can have long dissertations. We can hold hands, do kumbayas. But at the end of the day, we got to go catch the ball. So it's not really much to talk about as far as, you know, oh, we got to drop this player, get guys in these situations. No, Carson's going to give guys opportunities. If you're on the back, if you're the backside post of a naked, he will throw that thing. So you got to be ready for it. And so when you got a guy back there who's willing to do that, everybody just has to be on high alert and ready to go make a play. Now we just got to go do it.
One of the things that might make a guy gun-shy would be an interception in a big spot. And he did have an interception while taking a shot there. But you're saying he comes back this week and has that same confidence. How do you see that already?
Yeah, of course. He's still going to definitely have that same confidence. I've seen it already in practice. He's still giving guys opportunities deep. You know, and Carson's not the type to get rattled. He doesn't let those outside things affect him. He's going to pull a guy to the side maybe and say, hey, I might need you to go for that ball a little bit different, or, hey, what do I need to do to give you a better opportunity on that play? But he's not the type, like I said, to end up saying, okay, I'm going to start playing conservative or not giving guys opportunities. And then that just puts, like I said, then the responsibilities on us, you know, for not to be punny, but the ball's in our court then, so he's got to go get it.
Monday to Saturday, what are you seeing?
Hard work. If I got guys that don't have a good attitude and don't have good work ethic, then I can't do anything with you. You know what I'm saying? Attitude and effort, there's no price on that. So when I see a group of guys that's willing to bring that, then I have a good feeling. But when guys are just out there, you know, being selfish or not willing to actually take responsibility for the things that they've done, then I'm like, okay, we need to possibly reevaluate what we're doing in this room. But, I mean, you know, for some of the stuff that, you know, was maybe said about Nelson, he took it like a champ. You know, he owned up to it and he was like, hey, I'm just go out there and practice better, play better. He didn't make any excuses. He didn't talk about a guy possibly interfering in him or holding him, anything like that. And when you see that, I think you got to honestly say, okay, you know, once the dust settles, you'd much rather have a guy like that in the locker room than some guy who's going to go out there and make excuses, you know, because then you got to keep compounding the excuses. I want guys that are going to own up to it and then go out there and try and have results, and that's what Nelson's been doing, and that's what the rest of us have been doing.
Have you worked against C.J. Smith much in practice?
Yeah.
What's the other him?
Yes, better, great kid. Nice guy, extremely, extremely quiet, but just a great kid, man. You know, when he does talk, you know, obviously you can tell he has a high football IQ. He's just real good dude to people. The time I got to spend around has been really good.
We don't see most of practice. Has Bryce Treggs done anything since he got here to kind of open any eyes out in practice?
Right, really fast. He's extremely fast. Like, I don't know if we've given him run route under 5 yards. Like, literally, G. Lou just throw him in, like, run a post, go. Like, I don't think he's ran a hitch since he's gotten here. So, you know, whenever he does get a chance to play or get some playing time, I think he'd be really good as far as, you know, getting down the field, helping us stretch out people. But great guy too, funny guy. He's always excited to come in. You know, literally in meetings when everybody's kind of tired, he's still just always smiling, always happy. So just good attitude to have around the locker room too.
How important is it to have a guy like that who can, you know, take the top off the defense and everything?
I mean, it's huge because when you know that's your role, then it opens up a lot of the playbook, you know. It opens up, you know, the opportunity to do a lot of things out there on the offense, because it takes that one time for a guy to say, okay, they're not going to throw it deep, and then 11 will, you know, give you a deep one. So, like I said, whether it's him, you know, whether it's Nelson, anybody, just having that opportunity to go out there and do those things, you know, we just got to be able to capitalize on it and actually make it a big part of the passing game.
Washington lost both starting safeties and one of their corners to injury, and yet still seem to be playing pretty well on the back end. Why is that? What do you see?
I think it's the attitude. I think when you have an attitude, then the guys who come in after that are always, you know, able just to pick up on it and then play well. So obviously you see that when Josh came, he brought attitude to them, and so that's always going to help them. Obviously the team that he left a little bit of his attitude left too. It's just the reality of it. And people don't understand that. There's a swagger that comes to that. And so I feel like, you know, he's a testament to how they've been able to do even with guys out, because even the young guys have a guy to look to and say, okay, I see how he's doing it. I see a swagger he plays with. Let me go out there and kind of imitate that too. So, you know, it's, they have played extremely well, so we definitely got to be on our P's and Q's.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jordan.